This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to a very special edition of Jazz America, our final edition of the program in the month of April, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world, as we celebrate International Jazz Day and give you music from the artists that will be participating in this year's gala concert from Osaka, Japan. In November of 2011, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, officially designated April the 30th International Jazz Day in conjunction with Jazz Appreciation Month in the month of April, which was designated years ago by the United States government's Smithsonian Institution. Well, it's fantastic that UNESCO has brought the whole world together in this celebration of jazz appreciation on the 30th of April each year. Last year, the gala concert happened in Istanbul, Turkey, and this year, it's going to be inside Osaka Castle Park in Osaka, Japan. Once again, the great Herbie Hancock, who serves as UNESCO's Ambassador for Intercultural Dialogue and Chairman of the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz, will be there as chairman of the event. He'll also be performing live alongside many of the greats of jazz that you'll be hearing from in the next couple of hours here on VOA's Jazz America. And to that point, let's get right to the music. And let's begin with one of the host country's finest jazz musicians, pianist Makoto Ozoni, who came from Japan to the Berklee College of Music in Boston to follow his musical jazz dreams. There, he met a number of great musicians, among them his classmate in 1980, Branford Marsalis. Branford was a guest saxophonist on the album Pandora by Makoto Ozoni and his trio, featuring James Jenness on bass, who'll be in Osaka on the 30th of April for the concert, and drummer Clarence Penn. And from Pandora, here is Makoto Ozoni with Branford Marsalis and the rest of the group on the song Reunion to begin this set of music as we celebrate International Jazz Day on this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. more I'm with you, pretty baby, the more I feel my love increase. I'm building all my dreams around it. Our happiness will never cease, 'cause nothing's any good without it. And baby, you're my centerpiece. I'll buy a house and garden somewhere around a country road apiece. A little cottage on the outskirts where we can really find release, 'cause nothing's any good without you. And baby, you're my centerpiece. I'm building all my dreams around you. Our happiness will never cease, 'cause nothing's any good without you. And ship mubi dilubi muba wee dee 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 dee.
The famous composition by the legendary Harry Sweets Edison, with lyrics added by John Hendricks to create the great song Centerpiece. Interpretation by Roberta Gamborini, with the late great James Moody joining her, from Roberta Gamborini's album Easy to Love. And talk about an international global jazz day. On the 30th of April in Osaka, Japan, Roberta Gamborini will be representing Italy. And on the song you just heard, Israeli-born pianist Tamir Hendelman joined with her, along with Gerald Clayton and John Clayton of Los Angeles. And, of course, the late, great James Moody, too. So it certainly will be an international jazz day. And representing Italy, Roberta Gamborini, representing the home nation of Japan, Makoto Ozoni, who we heard to begin this hour. And now let's turn back to the United States of America. We'll get some thoughts about Jazz Appreciation Day from the great Detroit-born guitarist Earl Klugh, who'll be performing at the concert at Osaka Castle Park on the 30th of April, and then we'll hear some of his music here on VOA's Jazz America.
Hi, this is Earl Klugh. April is Jazz Appreciation Month. Did you know that jazz has influenced virtually every type of American music in the 20th century? From classical to Broadway to R&B. In fact, jazz has inspired painters, poets, novelists, dancers, and filmmakers. Let it inspire you. Jazz, born in America, enjoyed worldwide. For more information, visit SmithsonianJazz.org.
Earl Klugh Trio from the album Volume 1, bringing a little Brazilian flavor into our celebration of International Jazz Day and the concert happening on the 30th of April in Osaka, Japan. Earl Klugh with One Note Samba, the Antonio Carlos Jobim classic. Now, here's some music that was recorded live at the Mary Lou Williams Women in Jazz Festival at Washington, D.C.'s Kennedy Center in 2011, and it featured a host of fantastic females of jazz today, among them three of the artists that will be performing in Osaka on the 30th. Here's Dee Dee Bridgewater, along with Esperanza Spalding and Terry Lynn Carrington and others, with their version of Cottontail on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Back to it, though.
Dee Dee Bridgewater, Terry Lynn Carrington, and the great Esperanza Spalding on bass, just three of the talented ladies who will be performing on the 30th of April at International Jazz Day, the global concert in Osaka, Japan. We're going to hear another of the great ladies of jazz today, world music and jazz, I might say, who will be performing at the festival in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received, as I do quite a few messages these days, not from a computer, but instead from a mobile device. And many people communicate in many different ways these days, do we not? This one reads as follows. Keep up the good work. After a long week of work, I always look forward to be relaxed by Jazz America. Simon Karago from Kenya. Thank you, Simon, for your message. And I've got some music for you from an artist who happens to be performing in Osaka on the 30th of April at the International Jazz Day concert at the beautiful outdoor venue, the Osaka Castle Park. She hails from your fellow African nation, Mali, from the city of Bamako. Her name, Umu Sangare. And not long ago, she joined with Bela Fleck, the great banjo master, for music from his album, Throw Down Your Heart, The Africa Sessions, as he toured around Africa and performed with various artists in various countries. And when he got to Mali, he certainly wanted to work with Umu Sangare. Here's A India from VOA's Jazz America.
What? Abidjan. Du bon my coming, Bamako. Du bon my coming, Panakiri. In any Gamoe, Nona. In a Janya Moe, can I like a lady and your mother of Canada?
That we recorded right here, 1977. A song called The Eye of the Hurricane.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't worry, got to.
That, of course, is the great Herbie Hancock and his VSOP Quintet. Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Wayne Shorter, who also will be joining Herbie at the International Jazz Day Global Concert in Osaka, Japan on the 30th of April. Ron Carter played bass and Tony Williams on the drums on Eye of the Hurricane, recorded in 1979. I wanted to give you some live Herbie Hancock sounding as he just might in Osaka on the 30th of April in a beautiful live setting. And that, of course, was recorded also in Japan, in Tokyo, back in the late 1970s. Now here's another artist who'll be performing at the gala concert in the beautiful Osaka Castle Park in Japan on the 30th of April for International Jazz Day, the global concert. Here's Marcus Miller with his Jazz Appreciation Month message, followed by a rare live performance at the 2007 JVC Jazz Festival in the United States.
Hey, hey, this is Marcus Miller. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? So you know what you need to do, right? You need to go out and hear some jazz. So go on, listen to some jazz, go buy some jazz. Buy some new music, buy some old music. You know, I know you already have Kind of Blue, Love Supreme, but buy something new. You know, buy something from these young guys who are trying to make it out here, because it's tough for a jazz musician and they need your support. Jazz, born in America, enjoyed worldwide.
We're going to make everybody come together. Check it out. We'll be right back. Thank you. JVC Newport, we love you. Thank you. We'll see you next time. Marcus Miller.
Recorded live at the Newport Jazz Festival in 2007, and Marcus Miller jazzifying the Beatles classic Come Together, and another of the great artists that'll be performing in Osaka for International Jazz Day and the Global Concert on the 30th of April is the great drummer T.S. Monk. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because his father is the legendary Thelonious Monk. He might be playing some of his own compositions in Osaka, or he might be pulling out one of his father's great songs, like this one, Jackieing. T.S. Monk on drums, joined by the likes of Dave Holland on bass, Bobby Watson on alto sax, and Wallace Roney on trumpet on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you. Hi, this is Courtney Pine, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on Voice of America.
England's Courtney Pine with Tico Tico from his House of Legends album. He'll be playing in Osaka on the 30th of April, and I'll give you more of the artists that'll be there coming up on Jazz America.